Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get one for this video. If you want to suggest a topic, you can through either Subscribestar or PayPal with the email down below. As for this video, most of you know about the herbivore men in Japan, and the MGTOW men in the West. Now we have another group called Lying Flat in China, and it's freaking out the CCP, or Chinese Communist Party. They finally met an opponent that they can't beat: female hypergamy and male indifference. The party has identified one of those problems, the lying flat men, and is trying to censor their version of MGTOW out of existence. But at the same time, they have a blind spot towards female nature. Women don't need a fancy movement like feminism to get what they want. Female nature is the feminist movement, and all women are feminists at heart and do what's in their best interests. I first heard about this story from an article I put in the description called "Why China's Youth Are Lying Flat in Protest of Their Bleak Economic Prospects." And I want to read part of it right now, and I quote, "Across the country, t-shirts printed with Do Nothing, Lie Flat Youth have become hot selling items. And the authorities are scrambling to suppress the phenomenon, fearful about a challenge to the established social and economic order. The movement's roots can be traced back to an obscure internet post called Lying Flat is Justice, in which a user called Kind-Hearted Traveler combined references to Greek philosophers with his experience living on 200 won. Or $31 US a month, two meals a day and not working for 2 years. He said, I can sleep in a barrel enjoying a sun bath like Diogenes, or live in a cave like Herculatus and think about Logos. Since there's never really been a trend of thought that exalts human subjectivity in this land, I can create it for myself. Lying down is my wise mad movement. According to the anonymous poster, this humble existence left him physically healthy and mentally free. Although the original post has been scrubbed from the internet by censors, it's been copied and spread quickly online, spreading lively discussion and videos that have garnered millions of views each. The rich and the authorities monopolize most of the resources, and more working class like us have to work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week, 996. A survey by the Chinese microblogging site Weibo, conducted between May 28th and June 3rd, found that 61% of the 241,000 participants said they wanted to embrace the lying flat attitude, unquote. So with that out of the way, I'll share my thoughts about the new Kung Pao MGTOW in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, why is MGTOW a real thing? Thanks for pushing her buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the Winnie the Pooh, the Grand Ruler of China 2 Clown World Show. Dr. Gavin Chu, an independent commentator in China, there's an oxymoron if I've ever heard one before, says that if it becomes widespread, it'll affect young people's expectations of income growth, consumption, marriage, and childbirth, which will be detrimental to China's ability to avoid the middle income trap, where growth stagnates and income stall, he said. Chu described the movement as a form of non-cooperative resistance against the ethic of hard work that authorities have promoted to spur on the working class since the beginning of China's reform and opening period 40 years ago. China's per capita gross domestic product, GDP, crossed the $10,000 US mark for the first time in 2019, a development stage that many countries stagnate at because they cannot progress from low-cost manufacturing into high-tech industries. Well, well, well. So it looks like China won't take over from the United States the way that many people were thinking. Their population numbers are about to start to go into freefall. They're panicking because they went from a one-child policy to a two-child policy, and now they're letting couples have 3 children. What they don't understand is that you can't live a Western way of life without it changing your philosophy for living, that you can't have a materialistic cultural existence where you don't give some of the material wealth to men and where the CCP hoards the wealth for itself in insane amounts of wealth inequality. What do you do when the male peasants reject the slavery to pussy? This is the same thing that happened in Japan in the 90s after the country peaked out economically. Guys went their own ways, herbivore men, because they didn't want to work themselves to death for an ungrateful wife and no social life. Guys there started eating pudding and living to chillax instead of living to work. Besides, who wants to work hard their entire life and still not be able to afford a home? Even the guys that run the YouTube channel ADV China didn't buy houses and apartments in China when they were living there, because it was cheaper to rent and the construction of flats and houses over there was really shoddy. Economic growth will be slow, and with it, inflation will slow, and deflation will take hold, knocking down property prices and wiping out the value of property and asset holders and making them bankrupt because they won't be able to pay their debts, all because Chinese men went their own way. I love it. Sounds to me like party members that own tons of real estate and factories won't have any greater fool to sell their overpriced real estate and no workers to fill their factories. They don't believe in immigration, but maybe they'll do what Japan does, in part by opening up the country to Western men to keep their population from going down too much. But will Western men want to move to China for cooch comfort, when they might as well move to Japan instead, where they have more freedom and cheaper living costs outside of Tokyo and other high-priced metro centers? The problems include wealth inequality and the rise of women in China focusing on their careers instead of letting Chinese men touch their rears. The government doesn't understand that if you try and create a society where your men own nothing, they won't be happy, and they won't have the carrot of the cooch to convince them to work. So they will give up on family formation, love, building up financial assets, and working for the man. The Chinese government believes that somehow if they delete all the posts about men checking out, then men don't do what's in their best interest, which in this case is nothing. When your society's most successful professional man can't afford a house, you know you have a wealth inequality problem. One guy named Frank Lin has this to say, and I quote, "Most likely you'll work hard your entire life, but still not be able to afford a house. Maybe it's better to just give up this goal," said Frank Lin, a recent engineering graduate from one of China's best universities, who's an advocate for the lying flat culture. "Just because I graduated from a top university, it doesn't mean that I have a higher chance of buying a house," unquote. Even Chinese women apparently are turning to the philosophy. In Japan, you have the herbivore men and their female counterparts, the dry fish ladies. In the West, you have MGTOWs and their counterparts, the angry cat ladies. I guess in China, going your own way is unisex. This article was written by two women working at the South China Morning Post. It's factual and doesn't have gender politics associated with it. I wonder if that'll change in the future in China. I doubt that, because the Chinese Communist Party will not tolerate feminism out in the open. The government seems to think that lying flat is a non-cooperative resistance to the ethic of hard work. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I can hear the Chinese version of Mr. Strickland from Back to the Future dressed up in his best communist reds, screaming out the word slackers. What the government doesn't seem to realize is that men will work themselves to death if there's a hot cooch on the other side of that deal. The problem is there aren't enough women to go around in China, so the majority of men don't have the motivation to work without the promise of procreation. So they just say screw it. How could a command and control economy control its men and women and tell them what to do? They will probably try some sort of social credit system where you're only counted as half a person unless you get married and therefore become complete. Maybe they'll restrict those that are lying flat by not letting them travel. But they're punishing people that have already given up on life by pushing them even further away from something that resembles a normal life. The same sorts of stuff we saw back in the late 80s and early 90s with Westerners kissing Japanese ass, we're seeing with Hollywood and celebrities doing for the Communist Chinese Party. The Western companies will just start investing more money in India, and I wonder what the next group of MGTOWs in that country will be called. It's good that every culture or country has its own name for men and some women that refuse to participate in relationships and the economic development of their countries. Some people in Japan even believe that the solution will be to have one man marry multiple women, and that's the only way to get the birth rates up. Of course, that's what a woman suggested. A man would probably suggest government-sanctioned surrogacy programs so that every single man that wants a kid in his own hands can. Society calls single mothers stunning and brave, but it would call single fathers monsters, as if that's not a double standard. According to one video I found online about the lying flat phenomenon, which I'll eventually share in a mystery link, it includes all of these things. Not working, not buying a house, not spending, not getting married, not having children, not pursuing a career, reducing personal desires and spending the minimum to survive. That sounds like level 3 or level 4 MGTOW. Lying flat guys in China increasingly work for a few months in the year for basic survival, and nothing more. The guy that started all this got the idea of calling it lying flat because he was working on a Chinese movie set as an extra, playing dead bodies on the ground where they were just lying flat there. I think we found the Chinese version of Barbarossa, or Stardusk. I'm still waiting for the Chinese version of Sandman. Lying Flat also seems to be about rejecting the 996 Chives lifestyle. 996 once again means working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day for 6 days a week, which is pretty common in China. Chives means that the corporation or government you work for is going to harvest you like a crop of chives for profit, and discard you when they're done. My version of Lying Flat is cashing out big on Bitcoin and investing in dividend-paying blue chip stocks, and never having to pay tax again for any of the money that I make in a passive way. It's not just simply about basic survival by doing nothing, but instead working on whatever project I want to and taking down the gynocrats while not having to worry about cash. Even with the somewhat recent pullback in crypto, China is not going to have the new global reserve currency anytime soon, and the United States dollar is 50 years old, which is usually the point where the major currency changes. I don't think it's going to be the Chinese yuan, but instead Bitcoin, if more countries start making it an official legal tender. As for China, it's Japan only 30 to 40 years later. Except Japan has Canon, Nikon, Toyota, Lexus, Nintendo, and many other high-tech firms to fall back on. China has Huawei, but how many other companies will they have if most of their young men decide to go their own way? What do they really have to fall back on once their cheap labor is gone? Because it's lying flat. I can't just go lying flat as I tried in my 20s, and it led to depression, mental illness, and an existential crisis. I have to keep my brain humming along or it's going to destroy me. The same insane creative forces inside of me become destructive forces. I think that many of these Chinese will embrace the lying flat philosophy and become depressed, and then seek out greater purpose to life as a result. Unless you have purpose in life that goes beyond love and work, then it's a spiritual suicide, if you have that vacuum in your life. Anyways, that's it for today. Please subscribe to me over in Odyssey to support my channel. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the Chinese party is about to be smashed by a bunch of guys that refuse to smash the marriage certificates. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women in China to try and hijack the lying flat movement so they can pretend to be hip and sporty too away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.